Yeah, Dizzy, unlike Charlie Parker, you could get very close to Dizzy. Dizzy was very accessible throughout his life. The wonder and the beauty of the situation with Dizzy was that he was so accessible. He would embrace you on any level and make you feel just right at home, and wanted you to be comfortable and in whatever environment you found yourself in, and that Dizzy was in the same environment. He was a source of encouragement to me. I can recall a few situations where at rehearsals, he would be warming up and I would be warming up, and we would get together and just chat about the horn and about brass playing and about warming up and whatnot. And I learned a lot just by asking questions, asking Dizzy questions about brass playing and about brass, the technique of jazz playing and whatnot. And he was so generous in his commentary and his answers to my questions and whatnot. And interestingly enough, one or two times he showed me things on the trombone that I was surprised that he knew. Somehow he knew the trombone. I've never figured that out, but he would say, "JJ, try this in that position," so on and so on. And sure enough, it worked. So I don't know if Dizzy played the trombone ever. I sometimes wonder, because his suggestion would be right on target.